Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. This morning, Bishop Lawrence J. Sullivan, Vicar General for the Archdiocese of Chicago, hosted a Thanksgiving Mass for the election of Pope Leo XIV. Pope Leo is the first American pope in the history of the Catholic Church. During Bishop Sullivan's homily at the Holy Name Cathedral in River North, he said that there were some obvious questions once it emerged that the first American pope was also from Chicago.
Is he a White Sox fan or is he a Cubs fan? Is he going to be a Bears fan? Where do the Packers fit into all of this?
According to Sullivan, getting to the bottom of those questions is an opportunity for the faithful to show the public where the Catholic Church stands. The Sun-Times reports the Supreme Pontiff is a Sox fan. And on the food front, a day after being named Pope, Pope Leo XIV is being honored at one of the most revered places in Chicago, Portillo's. The restaurant is dedicating a new Italian beef sandwich to the Chicago-born Pope, appropriately named the Leo. So what makes the Leo a Leo? It comes extra baptized in gravy. Despite celebrations around the election of Pope Leo, there are some groups asking questions. The Chicago-based Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, wants new Pope Leo XIV to address child sex abuse in the church. In an open letter to the Chicago-born Pope sent Thursday, SNAP urged the papacy to take meaningful action, including support for legal prosecutions. Sean Doherty, board president of SNAP, told WBEZ's Morning Edition it's time for the church to enact a zero-tolerance policy for child abuse.
Just like they do with priests and cardinals and bishops that steal money. Big news was Cardinal Becciò, who wasn't allowed in the conclave because he was indicted. He was indicted for stealing. They don't indict pedophiles. They move pedophiles.
SNAP filed a complaint back in March against then-Cardinal Robert Prevost, alleging he covered up sexual abuse cases in Illinois and Peru. Many Illinois Catholics are rejoicing at the election of the Pope from Chicago. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka has more.
Megan Resnicek is a Catholic formation teacher at Everest Academy, a pre-K school in a southwest suburb of Chicago. She was on a field trip with her sixth graders to Chicago's Holy Name Cathedral when they learned that Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost was elected Pope.
While we were inside getting a tour, we heard that the new Pope had been elected, so we quickly turned on the news and yeah, we're so excited to be here. This is amazing, especially because our new Pope is from Chicago.
How did your students react?
It was just instant excitement, just smiles on everyone's faces. I don't think anyone has stopped smiling for the past like hour since we found out.
That included her student, Max Schultz. He was experiencing the election of a pope for the first time.
I'm just happy that Pope Leo is to be our pope.
If there's something that you could tell him, what would you say?
I would just say that if it would be better if we all unite together and just hope the best for everyone.
Max's mom, Eva Schultz, also tagged along on the field trip. She said she was overjoyed when she learned the new pope was from the United States, let alone the Chicago area.
Especially because it's Chicago, our hometown, so that makes it even more exciting.
Bishop Lawrence Sullivan, the Vicar General for the Archdiocese of Chicago, dropped by the cathedral after hearing the news of Pope Leo's election. He said he's proud that the first American pope hails from the Chicago area. But Sullivan also thinks the pope's nationality doesn't define him.
The people of God are not confined to national boundaries. He is not an American at this point. He's a child of God. And that's the way that he's going to lead, taking all people into consideration.
Although Pope Leo was born in the Chicago area, he's done most of his ministry overseas, like in Peru, where he was a missionary, parish priest, teacher, and bishop, and the Vatican, where he ran the office that selects and manages bishops across the globe. Sullivan says this shows that Pope Leo's ministry will transcend all borders. Father Gregory Sakowitz, the rector of the Holy Name Cathedral, agrees.
Pope Leo XIV, I'm going to say this, I think he's going to be very strong on the immigrant, human rights, and the earth, the care for the earth.
But many Catholics, like Resnicek, are also hoping the new pope unites the church at a time of increased political polarization.
You know, it's so easy to be divided in this day and age to say, I want him to be progressive or I want him to be conservative. I don't believe in politicizing the church, though. I mean, I hope he brings unity to the church is probably the biggest thing.
Eva Schultz says she's looking to see more inclusivity.
I'm looking forward to perhaps a little bit more drive towards uniting the youth, bringing youth back to the Catholic Church, including the youth, just like Pope John Paul II did. I feel like he united us, and this is what we need.
As we spoke, the kids beside us started to chant, "Long live the Pope." For NPR News, I'm Manna Savchenka in Chicago.
Weather for today, mostly sunny, highs in the 60s. Tonight, clear and colder, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds with highs in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.